And what he told me, it was going to take 2 full years from 2 weeks ago to complete the design and engineering. So I want to thank the senator from downtown Anchorage for supporting the consortium library. I certainly do. And I want to assure him that while I will be voting against this amendment today, I will be joining him next year in putting the push forward for a funding source for the full $30 million to complete that necessary and important project.
Is there further debate? Are we ready for the question? Question is, shall Amendment 15 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Would the Secretary please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Ward. Senator Warden changes from nay to yay. Senator Taylor. Senator Taylor from yay to nay. No, Senator Taylor, you said you were going from yay to nay. Does any other member wish to change their vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Amendment 15 has failed. The vote was 7 yeas and 12 nays.
Amendment number 16 by Senator Ellis, page 12, has been distributed.
Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I move amendment number 16.
There is objection, Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. This amendment is to the Department of Administration to restore funds that were cut in the capital budget for Pioneer Homes health and safety repairs. It's a fire and life safety issue. The kinds of projects we're talking about with this relatively small amount of money is elevator upgrades, fire alarm system upgrades, emergency lighting, railing, safety railing, electrical upgrades, replacement of critical equipment in the state's Pioneer Homes. I really think this is an area of the capital budget that we shouldn't scrimp on. All of us talk about senior citizens being a treasured and cherished part of Alaska, and I would hope that we wouldn't scrimp on life, health, safety upgrades to the Pioneer Homes. So I wanted to give the body an opportunity to restore those, this relatively small amount of money for that very necessary purpose. The planning is all there, the documentation is all there, they're ready to go with these things, and I hope people will consider this favorably.
Further debate? Are we ready for the question? Shall Amendment 16 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Would the Secretary lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Amendment 16 has failed. The vote was 5 yeas and 14 nays. Madam Secretary.
Amendment number 17 by Senator Ellis. Page 26 has been distributed.
Senator Ellis.
Move amendment number 17 and ask unanimous consent.
There is objection. Senator Ellis.
Madam President, this amendment restores $3 million of HFC corporate funds for the Parkview Manor renovation phase two. And I have a long project description here, and much of it tracks the same thing that the senator from Juneau said in support of the project in his community, that plans have moved along and things are being done and people are mobilized and to get these projects done to upgrade this housing that benefits a lot of disabled folks, low-income folks, senior citizens. We're talking about a number of family units at the Parkview Manor, which was constructed in 1981 and has had no significant physical upgrade since that time. If you go through that facility, and I have, you would know that it's quite decrepit and the state is not living up to its responsibilities to for decent and affordable housing for folks that would otherwise go without. So I really encourage us to go back to the governor's version of the capital budget on this item and restore the $3 million for a very necessary project and that we'll pay more for in the future when the folks get involved, the building inspectors and the fire marshal and other folks that believe this is an unsafe facility at this stage.
Further debate? Question is, shall Amendment 17 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Would the Secretary please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Would the Secretary record the roll? Amendment 17 has failed. The vote was 5 yeas and 14 nays.
Amendment number 18 by Senators Lincoln, Adams, Ellis, Elton, and Hoffman. Page 13 has been distributed.
Senator Lincoln.
I move amendment number 18.
There is objection, Senator Lincoln.
Thank you. Madam President, this is a $450,000 increase to the Department of Corrections for their maintenance, renovation, repair, renewal, and replacement. Again, we're talking about the deferred maintenance needs for this particular agency, but the continual increase in deferred maintenance that is surmounting across the state. The amendment will provide funds to the agency to support the minimal building maintenance needs of 112 state-owned buildings. The funds will be used to only repair assets that have already been broken or are in deferred maintenance to the point of that it will end up of costing us more money in the long run if we don't do something about it now. The funds will allow the agencies to meet the minimal level of necessary maintenance, allow them to fix facility components that have already failed or in the process of failing. And Madam President, I just want to go through just a real short list here of some of those needs across the state. In Anvil Mountain, we have a sewer system that has already failed, and that is not going to be fixed if we don't appropriate the necessary funding. The emergency generator capability in Anvil Mountain needs to be fixed or replaced. In the Cook Inlet facility, we have 18 leaks in the upper and lower roofs. That will go unfixed. Highland Mountain, roof repairs. Also on Highland Mountain, the control room repairs, fire alarm panel projects. I mean, that's public safety that we're talking about here. The fuel line replacement in the Palmer Correctional Facility, that we have a pipe that's running underground, an underground tank from the facility to the fuel line that needs to be replaced, and we're going to ignore that. A hot water heater exchange replacement in Spring Creek, a drinking water pump and motor replacement, OSHA maintenance corrections. I mean, these have been items that have been identified that need to be corrected, and we're ignoring them. Emergency repairs, we're ignoring. We're saying, I'm sorry, but we're not going to appropriate the dollars to do this. And we had a very expensive task that I felt on our deferred maintenance task force, identifying some of these needs. And here we are again putting more on the deferred maintenance growing list of facilities across the state, and I don't know where this money is going to come from if we don't continue to just maintain, but we're putting all of this stuff on the back burner and saying that it doesn't matter, I guess, for public safety and things that we're going to be out of compliance with and items that we are eventually going to have to replace, not repair.
Further debate on Amendment 18? The question is, shall Amendment 18 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Would the Secretary lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Would the Secretary record the roll? Amendment 18 has failed. The vote was 5 yeas and 14 nays. Secretary.
Amendment number 19 by Senators Lincoln, Adams, Ellis, Elton, Hoffman, page 25, has been distributed.
Senator Lincoln.
I move amendment number 19.
There is objection.
Madam President, amendment number 19 adds $175,000 in general funds. And this is for the state troopers, statewide equipment. You know, I look at some of these things and hesitate whether to bring them to the floor. And yet I know that these are items that are needed for public safety and that we shouldn't ignore it. That we're talking about here funding 23 in-car video systems and an evidence, an evidence barcoding system. It has been proven that the technology nationwide has been so productive. The trial project with two cameras in the Soldotna Post resulted in 100% conviction rate and no trials for all driving-related incidences with these cameras in place. And this is something that the state troopers have requested, where the project would save time, reduce costs within the total criminal justice system. It would allow for better management of the trooper pursuits and use of force policies by being able to document what actually happens during these pursuits and traffic stops. I just think that this, again, is another area that makes sense, that the troopers are asking for funding that is going to make their job easier, is going to be cost-effective to the state of Alaska, and I believe that we should honor it.
Further discussion on Amendment 19. The question is, shall Amendment 19 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Would the Secretary lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, record the roll. Amendment 19 is failed to be adopted. The vote was 5 yeas and 14 nays.
Amendment number 20 by Senators Lincoln, Adams, Ellis, Elton, Hoffman, page 25. It's been distributed.
Senator Lincoln.
I move amendment number 20.
There is objection, Senator Lincoln.
Madam President, I must continue with these amendments, even though I know that it has little chance of passing, because, I feel that it is for the betterment of Alaskans across the state, and not in my district, but across the state of Alaska. And I almost wanted to say I withdraw 20, but I just cannot do that. This, Madam President, is for the Fish and Wildlife Protection, would add $250,000 for statewide equipment. We're talking about replacing skiffs, having one new patrol riverboat for Fairbanks and interior law enforcement programs, two snow machines for in the outlining areas. There are some outboard motors that need to be replaced. I mean, they're already broken. They're done. They're in a heap somewhere. And it's in Seward, southeast. And without the purchase of the funds, it would make repairs for the aged equipment currently in use non-existent. We have so many areas, Madam President, when we talk about snow machines, and I know folks maybe in the listening audience would say, well, we could do without those. But there are areas that the troopers and Fish and Wildlife Protection officers cannot get to unless they have this equipment to get back into the off-road areas and to do their job effectively. Currently, there's no funding for the maintenance to cover the repairs which will be needed, and this equipment will not be replaced. If they replace it, then it's going to have to come from personnel services, which will result in fewer fish and wildlife officers in the field. And so then the officers will have to make some hard choices of whether you reduce personnel or whether you just don't do the job and have the public safety as our general public expects.
Is there further debate? Question is, shall Amendment 20 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Senator Ellis? Have all members voted? Would the Secretary please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Would the secretary please record the roll? Amendment 20 has failed. The vote was 5 yeas and 14 nays.
Amendment number 20 by Senator Lincoln, page 71. It's been distributed.
I don't have 20. You said 20. Did you mean 21?
I meant 20.
Okay. Senator Lincoln.
I move amendment number 21.
There is objection, Senator Lincoln.
Madam President, this is the only amendment that I'm offering that directly affects my district. All of the other amendments were statewide projects, but this one I feel is really critical when we talk about economic development in the areas. The $100,000 is for the environmental assessment to be done on the Copper River Trail. It provides the funding for additional public meetings and exploration of other alternatives that might be out there. The Copper River Trail idea was first brought to my attention by the Prince William Sound Economic Development Council, which is the ARDR for the region. This has been endorsed by residents in Cordova, Valdez, and some of the other affected areas throughout that whole region. We need to look at diversification of our economic base, and this certainly is one of them. I wholeheartedly support the project. There's been a lot of thought and a lot of work that has gone into it thus far, and I think the $100,000 will continue to keep the project on the front burner and help the folks in the area. So I urge your support for amendment number 21.
Is there debate on Amendment 21? Question is, shall Amendment 21 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Senator Kelly? Senator Taylor? Have all members voted? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Amendment 21 has failed to be adopted by a vote of 6 yeas and 13 nays.
Amendment number 22 by Senator Adams, page 26, has been distributed.
Senator Adams.
Thank you, Madam President. I move number 22.
Senator Adams.
This basically, what I'm trying to do is put $400,000 of AHFC funds to repair the Manalik Senior Center repairs. This is a state facility. It's not a nonprofit facility. It's owned by the Division of Administration. However, we would like to take over the facility and take it over from the state of Alaska. Before we do that, the foundation of this senior center needs to be repaired, as you can see by the pictures that I've sent to each one of you that shows the snow actually coming into the facility. This building was built in 1973. And the foundation has not been stable, and so we need to correct that. And that's the reason I've offered this, Madam President.
Is there further debate on Amendment 22? Are we ready for the question? Shall Amendment 22 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Would the secretary please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Would the secretary please record the roll? Amendment 22 has failed. The vote was 5 yeas and 14 nays.
I have no further amendments.
Senate, please stand at ease. Would the Senate please come back to order? We have committee substitute Senate Bill 32 Finance amended in second reading. It will appear tomorrow in third reading on the calendar. Madam Secretary, do you have further business on the calendar? Senator Donnelly.
I forgot to do the other night on the Capitol bill, and I just really want to thank all our staff for the members of the subcommittee that worked so hard on that piece of legislation. Could I have your indulgence just to do that now, since we're going to skip on to...
Yes, Senator.
Llewellyn Lukansky and Beth Hagevig and especially my staff, James Armstrong. They worked together. They were a great team, and whether you agree with what's in the capital budget or not, they really worked hard trying to do their very best, and it was a challenging year, and I just really want to thank them all very, very much.
Thank you, Senator Donnelly. Madam Secretary, citations?
Citations. Honoring John Riccitano.
Senator Mackey.
Move National Honor's consent that the citation on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citation is approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Do we have unfinished business this evening? Senator Ellis.
Madam President, I serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on Senate Bill 130.
Reconsideration notice has been given on Senate Bill 130. Further unfinished business, Senator Mackey?
I move that we return back to messages from the House. Oh, return.
Hearing no objection, we're under messages from the House. Madam Secretary.
For consideration, HB number 43 by Representative Davis Croft and Act relating to HB. An act relating to police training surcharges imposed for violations of municipal ordinances.
Judiciary Finance.
CS for House Bill number 143, Labor and Commerce, by the House Labor and Commerce Committee, an act related to executive officer employed for the Real Estate Commission to the Real Estate Surety Fund and two employees paid for money in the Real Estate Surety Fund.
Labor and Commerce.
CS for House Bill number 187 by the House Finance Committee, an act removing a requirement that a certificate of need is needed before elimination of a category of health services provided by a health care facility prohibiting a person from converting a building or part of a building to a nursing home that requires licensure unless authorized by a certificate of need, setting the standard of review for applications for certificates of need relating to nursing homes and nursing home beds and relating to that standard of review, providing that the standard of review for applications for certificates of need for beds other than nursing home beds or for a health care facility other than a nursing home is the availability and quality of existing health care resources or the accessibility of those resources compared to the current or projected requirement for health services required to maintain the good health of citizens of this state, defining the term nursing home bed, eliminating statutory references to the Office of Planning and Research in the Department of Health and Social Services, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Message dated May 10. Madam President, the House has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill number 141, Labor and Commerce, with the following amendment. House CS for CS for Senate Bill 141 rules relating to construction contractors and subcontractors relating to design-built construction contracts effective date and returning with a House letter of intent for consideration.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the HCS, that the Senate concur in the changes made to HCS for CS for SB 141 rules. Recommend members vote yes.
In your packets, there is a House letter of intent. Senator Mackey?
Do we need to adopt this first? I believe I need to withdraw the previous motion, Madam President.
Okay.
And give members a moment to look at the letter of intent if they need.
Members, please look at the letter of intent, which relates to the amendments that were made in the House. Senator Mackey.
I move that we adopt the House letter of intent.
Hearing no objection, the House letter of intent has been adopted. Senator Mackey, would you replace your concurrence motion, please?
I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to HCS for CS for Senate Bill 141 rules and recommend members vote yes.
Is there debate? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendment to committee substitute Senate Bill 141 Labor and Commerce, therefore adopting the House committee substitute Senate Bill 141 rules? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Would the Secretary lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary record the roll. The Senate has concurred in the House amendment to committee substitute Senate Bill 141 Labor and Commerce. We therefore adopted the House committee substitute Senate Bill 141 rules. The vote was 15 yeas and 4 nays. Madam Secretary, do you have further messages from the House?
It has an effective date, Madam President.
It wasn't on the board.
I'm sorry, it does.
Apparently the bill has an effective date, although it was not on the board, but wait for the board to catch up. Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of HCS for CS for SB 141 rules be considered the roll call on the effective date clock.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on final passage for concurrence. The roll call vote on concurrence in the House amendment to Senate Bill 141 Labor and Commerce will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. I think. Madam Secretary, do you have any other messages to the House?
I have no further messages.
Do you have any standing committee reports?
I do. Find them. Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 171, Fishery Data McNeil River Refuge, signed due pass, Senator Halper, Chair, Senator Green, signed no recommendation, Senators Mackey, Lincoln, and Pete Kelly, zero fiscal notes. Senate Bill Number 141 has no further referral.
Rules.
Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered House Bill Number 155.
The Senate please stand at ease. The Senate please come back to order, Madam Secretary. It's Monday.
Wait till Friday. The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 171, Fishery Data McNeil River Refuge. Signed due pass, Senator Halper, Chair, Senator Green. Signed no recommendation, Senators Mackey, Lincoln, and Pete Kelly. Zero fiscal notes. Senate Bill Number 171 has no further referral.
Bless you, Senator Taylor. Rules.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered House Bill Number 155 relating to municipal assembly forms of representation and apportionment. Signed due pass, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senator Hoffman. Senator Phillips, signed no recommendation. Previous House, zero fiscal note. House Bill Number 155 has a further referral to State Affairs Committee. And those are all standing committee reports this evening.
Do you have any Senate bills for introduction?
Senate Bill Number 172 by Senator Ward, an act authorizing an advisory vote on long-range fiscal plans.
Finance.
And those are all the bills for introduction this evening.
Or did you want it in State Affairs?
Yes, I did.
Ah, State Affairs, and then Finance. Further bills for introduction?
Those are all the bills, Madam President.
So further unfinished business. Senator Phillips.
Madam President, I'd like to serve my notice of reconsideration for HB 208.
Reconsideration notice has been given for House Bill 208. Further unfinished business? Are there announcements? Senator, would the Senate stand at ease? Back to order. We are down the calendar all the way to announcements. Senator Mackey.
I'd like to announce the Majority Caucus for 7 o'clock tonight has been canceled. There will be a Senate Majority Caucus at 9 a.m. tomorrow in the Butrovich Room.
Senator Torgerson.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Finance will convene tonight
about 15 minutes after we adjourn. I'm going to shorten the calendar up just a tad bit so members can count on bills. We'll continue on with Senate Bill 157, the power cost equalization. We'll do Senate Bill 10, Senate Bill 155. Senate Bill 10 is underground utilities. Senate Bill 155 has to do with salary reports for the legislative, executive, and judicial branch. And tomorrow afternoon, Madam President, I'd like to announce the Senate Finance meeting at 5 p.m. We'll cancel the 9 a.m. meeting that was currently scheduled. I'd like to add to the calendar House Bill 40, combining certain departments of state government, and Senate Bill 113, having to do with finances of Alaska Housing Finance Corporation.
Further announcements? Special orders. Senator Mackey.
I move the Senator adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
We're adjourned until tomorrow morning at 11.